We conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim about disturbing neighbors, what is or what isn't mutter. I own an apartment in an apartment house, and I want to rent it out to a family, or I want to sell my apartment. Till now, I was living in this apartment with my family, and the family to whom I now want to rent out that apartment is a larger family than my family. And the neighbors feel, we're used to a small family living here. Now, if there's going to be a larger family living here, obviously they're going to make more noise. There's going to be more people walking here. Can the neighbors prevent me or not? The halacha is that a person is allowed to sell or rent his apartment to a family that's even bigger than his, and my neighbors cannot prevent me. That's if I'm renting it to a family or selling it, or selling the apartment. But to turn my apartment into a hotel, which is like constantly different people coming and going, that my neighbors can prevent me. In a place where most people don't make an issue about people doing this, in a place where people don't make an issue if I've taken borders or have a lot of people coming and going, and I have a neighbor or neighbors that do feel and are happy with this, there's a machloikis if we follow the minig hamokim. Certainly, if my neighbors, however, cannot make a valid claim that I'm really bothering them, that the neighbors cannot make an issue out of it. In a situation, however, where this has been what I've been doing for a long time, so now I have a chazaka that I've been doing this. So now the Pesukim already discuss, the Gemara discusses, Yesh Chazokah L'Nezokim. But the Gemara, when it speaks about that you can't make a Chazokah for doing damage, the Gemara always says that that's when it's a significant damage. Smoke, or a bathroom, which is unpleasant to look at, or may give off an unpleasant odor. If it's not such a significant issue, coupled with the fact that I already have a chazaka, that I've been living like this for a long time, the neighbors can't say anything. So la'alocha l'maisa, if somebody wants to open up a business in his home, or he wants to open up a medical profession, a tailor, anything like that, one, the neighbors can prevent me. And not only is the halacha that my neighbors can prevent me, but even if just one neighbor doesn't agree, the halacha is that that is enough that he could prevent me from doing it. Even if I'm looking to rent my apartment and I could only find a tenant, or I could only find a tenant at this better price, but the tenant wants to open up a business there, the halacha is that I may not rent it to that type of a tenant. The Gemara said that not only may I not rent it to that tenant if he intends to open up that type of a business there, but the Gemara goes a step further. The Gemara says, I'm not allowed to rent my apartment to a doctor. Even if the doctor just wants to live there, because my neighbors could say, we're concerned that ultimately he's going to want to not just live there, but he's going to want to open up a practice there. But the Pesukim do differentiate between renting and selling. I can't rent my apartment to a doctor, even if the doctor is going to want to just live there, because of the concern that he may actually end up opening up a practice there. But to sell my apartment to a tenant, to a doctor, if I may, even though it's a doctor, and we need to be concerned that he may at the end actually open up a practice there. However, the Paiskim suggest that even though we're being lenient, the halakha is being lenient and allowing me to rent the apartment to such an individual, that to sell the apartment to such an individual, sell the apartment to a doctor, that's only in a situation where I can be convinced that where we know that this is a type of a individual who listens to the halakha. But if it's a type of a situation where we're dealing with an individual who does not follow the halacha, and if I sell my apartment to him, he's likely to actually ignore the halacha and open up a practice in a place where he may not open a practice, I should not sell my apartment to such an individual. Even in a case where I have a chazaka that my apartment has been used for a business, and we spoke a moment ago about chazaka, the Paiskim say that this is not considered a valid chazaka, because the bother, just like we explained a moment ago, the halacha teaches us you can't create a chazaka for a situation that is a nezek, that is bothersome to other people. And certainly opening up a business could really be bothersome to my neighbors. And since it could really be bothersome to my neighbors, even if I have a chazaka, the neighbors can say, well, maybe we were able to deal with it, but we can no longer deal with it, and therefore the chazaka is not considered a valid chazaka. However, the Paiskim do make an interesting point that let's say there are certain items that are always sold out of the home. They're not serious. Nobody opens up a store to sell those types of items. The minig hamokim is that everybody sells these types of items out of their home. Then I too could open up such a business and my neighbors can't stop me. If in this apartment house somebody has a business in their apartment and the neighbors have never said anything, and now I also want to open up a business, so there's a very big machlokes. Some paiskim say that now I have a right to say, just like you let the other person have such a business, you should allow me to have such a business. However, it seems that most paiskim are of the opinion that they could stop me. They say one business we could absorb. More, it's already going to be too many people we're not willing to accept. And not only that, I saw, the paiskim suggests that you know who could be one of the people to stop me from opening up my business? Not only my other neighbors who don't have businesses could say, well, one business we were able to deal with, we're not prepared to deal with a second business, but even the person who has a business. So the argument could certainly be made, you have a business, how could you be the one to say that I shouldn't be allowed to have a business? Still, not only could my neighbors be moicha on the second business, even the person who has a business could be moicha. As we learned, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if I do something in my home that makes noise, unless I could continue doing so if I have a chazaka to do so, the Ramah paskins that even if I don't have a chazaka, I can continue doing so unless my neighbor is not well and he could say that the noise is affecting his home, his health. When it comes to teaching Torah, even if having these talmidim make a lot of noise, and even if my neighbor is not well, Talmud Torah is different. I'm allowed to open up a yeshiva. And the same thing is, not only may I open up a yeshiva, the Pais can say the same halacha applies for opening up a Beis Medrash, where it's not just a Talmud, where it's not just a Talmud Torah, where young boys and girls learn, but even if it's a shul where people daven, anything that's a dvar mitzvah, my neighbors cannot prevent me from doing it.